Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
What a situation with Antonio Brown. Nikki Jabala from The Athletic joins us. Nikki, what kind of impact or vibe in Oakland does this have? What are you hearing? What are people talking about?
Not much, honestly. I was in downtown San Francisco earlier today, and there was a lot of Antonio Brown gear that was on sale for half off, which is not surprising. But I just arrived to the stadium, and it just feels like another game in the black hole, to be honest. It's almost like the last few months didn't happen, which is remarkable considering how strange it was.
Nikki, can you confirm that Todd Davis and Bryce Callahan will not play tonight?
I would not expect either to play tonight. They haven't said officially, but I do not expect either to play.
Nikki, explain the restructuring of Joe Flacco's contract. What should we look into it? What should we not pay attention to with it?
Well, on the surface, it was very much like the Von Miller restructuring last year, where they took a portion of his cap and turned it into a signing bonus, which means you prorate it over the life of the contract. Doing so reduces the player's cap hit initially and gives the team a little bit more flexibility. But in Flacco's case, it's interesting because he had no dead money on the remainder of his contract. So by doing this, they get some flexibility for this year, but they're also financially tied to him next year and the year after that. So, in 2020, it would have cost them nothing to move on from him if they wanted to, it now costs more for them to get rid of him than it does to keep him, which to me says you have a lot of faith in this guy. You really do believe that he can be your starter, not just for 1 year, but for two, maybe, if not three. And now you're playing the long game with your young guys. You're going to take your time and let Drew Lock develop, do what Brett Rippon can do, and go from there. So I think it's twofold. They give themselves some room to work this year, maybe extend some of the guys they have coming up. And it also secures them with Flacco for a bit longer.
Nikki, is it simply to extend guys that, the 2016 draft class, or would it be, with Bryce Callahan's situation, would it be to make a trade for, say, a cornerback?
I think it gives them flexibility for either if they pursue it. I mean, they do have a lot of guys coming up between, starters, veteran starters, and then that 2016 class, Chris Emmanuel, Derek Wolf, Adam Gosses, Justin Simmons, Andy Janovich. There are a lot of guys that maybe they consider, but if I had to pick one out of the group, I would think Justin Simmons is certainly one to look at because he would draw a lot of interest from other teams. And if you get it done early, which is not usually the Broncos, that's not usually their path. But if they were to do that, they could get them maybe at a discounted rate. But they were so tight on the salary cap that this gives them a little bit more. I think they're probably closer to $17 to $18 million at this point now.
That seems like a lot of money for this year to spend, right?
We
thought that Dakota Watson and Zach Kerr were more salary cap reasons for cutting them to create some room to do something. Now with the restructuring of Joe Flacco, it sounds like a big move. And, you mentioned Justin Simmons and seeing what those safeties got last year in free agency. To me, it seems like it would make sense. It looks like a Justin Simmons move. I know that's not in their MO, but looking at last year's, what those safeties got paid in free agency, I could see them trying to make a move for Justin Simmons, try to pay him now.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a gamble with that position because the year before it completely dried up
right, for
safety. The year that TJ Ward was like, oh, and then all of a sudden the market is back up. So, Justin has said he wants to stay here. If this is, something where they come to an agreement and he's, willing to take less, that's always kind of been the Broncos' go-to. Between Derek Wolfe, Chris Harris over the years, they've been able to get, some really good guys on lesser deals. The difference now is, when they were able to do that with those guys, the team was really good. You know, they had Peyton Manning. They were, you know, Super Bowl contenders. They've had back-to-back losing seasons. So I don't know if they're going to have that sort of leverage with guys. So we'll see. But having that extra cap space just gives them more room to breathe going into the season.
It does give them room for a deal to possibly be made this year, too, Nikki. We saw the Jaguars add a quarterback. If the Broncos were to trade for somebody, some position, what do you think the first priority would be? And I'm saying this because perhaps there's a situation where Bryce Callahan's injury, and I hope this isn't the case, but perhaps there's a situation where he's worse than they thought. And
right.
They just may want another piece of the puzzle. Where could that come from? Where is that likely to go if there was some sort of trade?
I think they'll have a better idea after this game, but, I mean, you can look at any number of positions. You know, currently, you know, a lot depends on the health of Todd Davis. If he's going to miss an extended period here, maybe they look to bolster that group even more beyond just, you know, getting Corey Nelson. Maybe they do look at the secondary if they believe Bryce Callahan is going to miss more time with his foot injury. You know, it depends on the health of the tight ends, too. I mean, that's always been a position that has kind of given them trouble in terms of injuries. Maybe they need to find somebody there. You know, a lot can change and quickly in this league, and, you know, having that extra space will come in handy.
If Vic Fangio was expecting Antonio Brown to play all along, and now he's not going to play because he's with New England, do you think they alter their defensive scheme at all?
I don't think so. You know, they didn't have much to go on in terms of planning, you know, around him. I mean, they knew he was going to play receiver and he was going to be on one side of the quarterback, but that was about it. There was no film of Antonio Brown in the system. He didn't play any in preseason, so I don't think they changed their game plan or their scheme because he's not in there. I think they have to go into it with sort of the same mindset, general plan, and, you know, see what happens, but I don't think they make any market changes because he's not here anymore.
All right, Nikki, give us a pick. What's your score?
Oh, geez, no, I'm terrible at this game. I'm not playing.
Come on, Nikki.
So am I, but I have to do it anyways.
Come on, Nikki. What do you think?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you think they're going to
win?
Are they going to win or lose? I mean, go from there.
I think the Broncos win this.
They win easily, or
not by
much.
I'm guessing it's like a 3-point game. They win by a field goal.
All right. Is that 2017?
Is that good enough for you?
No. Is it going to be 10-7?
D-Mac just wants more and more.
17-14. There it is.
17-14.
Wow.
You got it.
Slugfest.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Nikki Jabala from The Athletic.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.